Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
All right, Kennedy is out today, and I don't know if you noticed or not, but I was actually out the past 2 days. I did the show from home yesterday, and then Monday I was just off completely. We had a COVID-19 scare in the house. My son has been going to tennis on Thursdays, and my wife goes over like just to check up on him because it's right across the street from where we live, and she noticed he wasn't wearing a mask when he got done, and she was like, "Where's your mask?" And he's like, "I couldn't find it when I left." She's like, "Wait, you realize before you left for tennis, it wasn't there? You didn't have it?" He said, "Yeah." She's like, "You know, I make them. There's like 5,000 of them sitting in my office about 3 feet from where you walked out the front door."
The tennis instructor wasn't like, "Buddy, you got to have a mask on?"
I guess not. I don't know.
Right. Just because they're so spread out and like...
Yeah, they are. I mean, there were only maybe two other kids there.
Right.
But still, we've explained to him, like, you got to wear the mask. He was wearing it the other day when he had his lacrosse camp. So then on Saturday, he gets sick. And he's like achy and sniffles and, you know, he's coughing. And we're like, oh, my gosh, you know. So out of an abundance of caution, obviously, we scheduled for him. And so it means I had to stay home for a couple of days. And so we hopped in the car to take him over to get the COVID test. And, of course, I hooked up the GoPro so you guys could enjoy all of all of the fun of us going to get a COVID test.
Want to share where you're going?
No.
Why not?
Fine, but it'll just make me feel the pain of the COVID test.
We don't think you have COVID.
I probably don't, but just to be safe.
I should probably be wearing a mask right now, but I also feel like
I don't have.
If you have it, then we already have it. You had
cough and
runny nose.
Sort of.
Difficulty breathing.
I did not have difficulty.
I'm not trying to make stuff up. Yesterday, you were having trouble breathing.
I never said I... How? How do you know?
That's what Mom said. I'm not trying to make stuff up.
She's lying.
You
Stop
said
it.
You...
Oh. No, I said I didn't have trouble breathing.
Listen, you have trouble breathing right now. I can hear you.
Yeah, because I'm yelling at you.
What about, were you tired or achy?
I'm always tired.
Retweet.
You went to bed at what time last night?
Okay, I went to bed like 8.
Why? What did you say to us last night?
I'm tired.
Okay.
It just makes me more up, and there's a lady that's going to give me the COVID test.
Do you think that's...
No, please, no.
So...
If she is like a
There's
small...
like a drive-thru testing part. I don't know where to go.
Oh, yeah.
Is this it? Drive-thru test. Oh, okay. There's people in line. This must be it. Oh, wow.
There's the lady that's...
Why? What's this car doing in front of me? I have a 2:45 appointment. It's 2:46. God bless these people out here doing this work.
Can we ask her if we can do a swab test? Can you ask?
Swab test?
No, not swab test. Damn, spit test.
A spit test? Do you think they have it?
I hope so.
Doesn't look like it.
I mean, ask. Ask. I don't want to be doing those.
I'm not asking.
If you don't ask, I will be.
Okay, well, you can ask.
You
Why don't you put your mask on until she comes up?
Hey, buddy, how you doing? You ready?
Good and
Cover your mouth with the mask. There you go.
And oh, good
look
job.
At you. You did better than the adult.
Nice job, buddy. Did that tickle your brain? Because it tickled my brain. Good job, bud.
My nose is no boogers.
He said his nose has no boogers now. Thank you so much. Is that it? All right. Have a great day. Thank you for the work you're doing. All right. Bye. There you go.
Oh, I can't feel my nose.
Let me see.
No, it doesn't look like anything. It
How
just
do I
feel...
get out of here? Oh. Oh.
I say you follow the arrows.
That's gonna be tight. Big old truck. Oh. It's tight.
My nose is vibrating.
It just stinks because he's had one before that you can tell he's just like, I know what this was like. I know the anticipation of it, that it was freaking him out.
And he
obviously goes,
Dad, can we please get a spit test? And Pops goes, no, that's not good content.
I'm not asking for that.
I don't think they're doing them in most places, are they, the spit test?
No,
I don't know if they're readily available.
Yeah, I don't think they're as available as the nasal swab one, but I just feel so bad for him.
I know, it sucks, but I promise you he'll remember to take his mask with him to tennis on Thursday.
Every time he works on that backhand, he'll be masked up.
Right, and they got it back quickly. You know, when we left, they said it would take 24 to 72 hours, and we took the test at like 2:45, and by 9:25 yesterday morning, we had the results back.
Which is awesome.
Right.
We're very lucky here because I know down south that isn't like that.
It just caused chaos, though, because like my wife works out of the house.
Yeah.
And she has an employee that was supposed to be coming in. Barrett was supposed to be going to his friends to do the pod learning for the day.
Right.
I'm supposed to be coming to work. My mother-in-law. Hey, these are all things that, you know, I didn't really think about. Until now, we're like, oh my gosh, this has entirely changed what our week is going to look like. So
I just can't get over his I'm always tired line, like he's a 60-year-old accountant.
I'm always tired.
Like he's going to get always tired tattooed like Post Malone.
Like you play six sports a day, you're fine.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.